fingers, phones, ankle bracelets, whatever it might be that would make noise. Let's go get anything that makes noise, just turn it off. Even vibrate can be a bit distracting to the person that's sitting next to you. So once you've done that, guys, I'm really excited to be able to introduce our very first presenter tonight. So these people that flew in today, they flew in all the way from Virginia. And please get on your feet and welcome up to the front of the room, Mrs. Cindy Hughes, Millionaire Club member.
Okay, I'm so excited to be here and to help present this information to you. I hope we have some guests in the room today for the business overview section of the day. Plus years were spent in Texas, and that was there that we were introduced to Prepaid Legal Services. We have been members and associates with Prepaid for 12 years now. We joined in August 7th, 1999. My husband, prior to Prepaid Legal, was a shoe salesman. He sold fine lady shoes, and fine lady shoes. Wanted to take Jeff to lunch, and so she did. And Jeff, being a very thrifty guy, really liked the idea of a free lunch at a nice restaurant, and so he went. And Judy pulled out what's called a placemat brochure and told him about the Prepaid Legal membership. Jeff's a very savvy guy, and he had never heard of Prepaid Legal Services before, and so he was intrigued with it. He liked the idea of this membership and all the value that it offered and all the things that we could do with it. And he said, oh, I'm going to take this home to my wife and we'll probably get this membership. And she said, well, Jeff, of course you're going to get the membership. Everybody eventually will have this membership. I want you to think about marketing this membership. And Jeff just laughed and said, no way. So she didn't know at the time that he was absolutely dying and miserable selling shoes. But the idea of maybe doing something like this was, no, this wasn't in the cards for him. He went back to the store after this wonderful lunch where this lady just built him up, told him what a wonderful guy he was, you know, and he was just kind of, you know, on the clouds when he walked back into the store and was met right at the door by the manager of the store. Now, Jeff was like their number one, number two salesman in the whole company. So this manager meets him at the door and says, Jeff, about your taking a lunch today, the owner had to come out and sell a pair of shoes. Wasn't happy, so you can't go out to lunch anymore. You have to eat in the stockroom from now on. And so Jeff thought, that's it. In this whole lunch conversation, one of the things Judy did do was invite him to come to a business overview meeting that happened to be in Dallas at the time. And, of course, he wasn't willing to do that. But this, you know, that straw that breaks the camel's back, this was it. So he comes home to me and says, Cindy, I'm a homemaker, 4 children, homeschool, love being at home, love being with my kids, don't like Dallas. He says, Cindy, this very good shoe customer wants me to go over and she wants to drive us and she wants you to come too and check out this Prepaid Legal thing. I thought, no way. But something inside of me said, go. So we went. And at that presentation that you'll see here in just a minute that Jeff will introduce to you, we learned about this incredible company. We learned about the timing, which 12 years ago, guys, I about jumped out of my seat when I saw the timing of the company. And it's as good as it was then, it's even better today. I mean, that part of the presentation gets me so excited. And then we also, of course, talked about, the business part of prepaid legal services. I found something interesting about myself that night. When they started talking about the money, I realized I was a money-motivated person, and I really liked money. And my frustrations a lot in life were because we didn't have enough money, and I wanted to do all these wonderful things for my children and for our family and for our church and so forth, and I was stuck. I couldn't do them. Jeff, on the other hand, is a time freedom person. When he saw the business side of this, he thought, wow, I can be at every holiday. I can be at every birthday. I can take vacations. You know, I can stay in bed when I'm sick. You know, he saw all the time freedom part to it. So after that presentation, where we also learned that we can make $500 a month, which to us was ideal, we thought, wow, that would make our mortgage payment at the time. We thought, if we can make $500 a month, wow. So we came after the meeting, we kind of discussed it together, and Jeff says, what do you think? Can we get the membership? And I say, heck yes, we're getting the membership. And if you're not going to do business, I'm going to do this business. And so that launched our prepaid legal business. So it's been discovered that our legacy that we're building right now can go beyond us and go to our children, our grandchildren, and so forth. And we have big goals and dreams for this business, and it will be inherited by our posterity. So with that, I'm going to bring up my husband, Jeff Hughes. He's going to show you there's five areas that you want to evaluate. Do I have that on that slide? Is there? Okay. Is that right? Okay. Am I doing this wrong or right? Just go ahead. Okay. All right. I'll stop because I'm hurting myself right now and you. Okay. I'll let Jeff continue. We'll just stop right there. But there are five areas to evaluate. And we had to do that too. We had to, you know, what was this product like? What was the company like? You know, could they pay us commissions that we wanted to, that we were going to earn? You know, were they reputable? How long had they been in business? I was astounded at how long this company had been around. You know, what was, could the product be bought at Walmart, you know, for a cheaper price? Were we unique in the marketplace, which we are? The timing, was it over? You know, were we trying to sell 8-track tapes in a CD world, you know? Was that the case? You know, I mean, there's so many areas that you have to evaluate. And, of course, is it going to pay me? Is it worth the time I'm going to put into building a business? Will they pay me for that time? And, yeah, to all of those things. So I'm going to turn the time over to my husband, Jeff Hughes, and he's going to present. He's going to tell you about our company. He's going to tell you about the need that we have in this country and in Canada for this product. He's going to tell you about our incredible membership, and then he's going to let you in on what the business is like and then the timing of this business. So with that, I'll bring up my husband, Mr. Jeff Hughes.
It's hard to believe it's going to be 12 years in August since we started this. In some ways, it seems like a lifetime. In other ways, it seems like we just got started. It was interesting when we were finished at that meeting that Cindy talked about, the business overview. I told the lady who had invited me to lunch, her name is Judy, I told her that I wanted to go home and talk to my brothers about this before I made the decision. And she said, oh, no. She goes, you know just enough to screw this up. So she ran out and bought me a video. Back then it was a VHS. Today we have them on DVD. But she bought me a video and said, just take this home and show it to your brothers, and if they're interested, bring them back here next week. I said, well, I could do that. That's not hard. And so we went over and we had a pizza party. We got together and ate pizza and kind of talked about life. And then Cindy pulled out the video, and she said, we have something we want to show you. It takes about 15 minutes. You may or may not be interested. And she put it in, and we watched it with them. And my brothers looked at us, and they said, wow, we're in. We're in if you're in. And I said, we're not in, but we could get in. So I was not an associate. I wasn't a member. A lot of people say, you know, well, what does it take to get started? It just took a decision for us. We just thought, you know what, this is a good idea. We're willing to share it. It was very easy to do because who couldn't push play on a VHS tape player? I mean, that's all we did. And my brothers came to the meeting that week, and they liked what they saw. When they were finished, they decided to get started in the business, and they were talking about all the people they were going to talk to. And I said, oh, no. You know, just enough to screw this up. Let me get you a video, right? So I ran out and I bought 3 videos, and I said, take this home and show it to the people that you're thinking of, and if they're interested, bring it back here next week, right? So I just duplicated what my sponsor, Judy, did with us. And it was easy to do. And so my brothers, they went home, and they just showed that video several times between then and the next event. And I think we had 9 of our friends come with us that next week. And most of those people decided to sign up. And we were talking to them about who they knew and who they were going to talk to. And we said, oh, no, you can't talk to them. You know, you'll screw it up. Let me get you a video, right? And so we sent those people home with videos and said, take this home and show it to the people that you're thinking of. And if they're interested, bring it back here next week. And the next week, I think we had like 27 people that showed up. In fact, the meeting when we first went only had about 9 people. So 3 weeks later, it was our meeting. I mean, it literally was just our organization. And interesting is the video that I gave to my brother David, he gave to his mother and father-in-law who were coming to Utah, and they showed it to a family in Utah who liked what they saw and decided to build a business with Prepaid Legal, and that family is the Hall family. So Dave Hall actually was the one who looked at the video that I gave to my brother David, and it cost me $3 to buy that video, and that video has produced, oh my gosh, hundreds of thousands of memberships in our organization and tens of thousands of associates and hundreds of thousands of dollars for my family. So it was a really good investment. So, yeah. So we're going to get going on the slides. I hope that I can do this. I'm not even sure what's coming up next. I never looked at these slides before. But I'm pretty familiar with the basic material. So we'll see how we do. Okay, that clicks. These are just some problems that people are facing, and I think all of us can kind of agree that there's, people don't have enough money, don't have enough time. They're worried about the future. You know, there's just a lot of crazy stuff going on in the economy. We're going to talk about the answers to that and the opportunity and the timing, and then we're actually going to send you home with some action steps, okay? We're going to evaluate these things. Cindy talked about this. This is the company of Prepaid Legal. What's their reputation? What's going on in the marketplace? What do people think about us? What's our history? How was our financial stability? The need for what we're doing. Are we just making this up? Is this not really a true need? Is this something that people wouldn't buy because it's stupid, or wouldn't buy because it's too expensive, or wouldn't buy because they can get it at Costco for a lot less? And I noticed driving up and down this freeway, I've seen a lot of companies that sell products that when they started were unique, that today you can buy them at Costco and Sam's Club. And so you got to think about what we're doing. Is our product unique in the marketplace? Can it be duplicated easily? Will you eventually see it on a shelf at Walmart? Okay. And the next thing is compensation. Just basically, are we going to pay you enough to turn the TV off one night a week? In a couple hours a day. Okay, that's what we're talking about. Is there enough money in this for you guys to change your schedule a little bit, to free up some time or redirect some wasted time into building a business? And then timing, Cindy talked about that. And basically the question on that is, are you too early or are you too late? Or maybe, are we at the right time? Okay? All right. Yeah, we agree with this. All right. We're just going to get to the good stuff. All right. Prepaid Legal's been around a long time. It's 40 years this year. If a company's lasted 40 years, what do we know about that company? They figured it out, right? I mean, most companies are out of business in their first year. 99% are out in their first 10 years. If you make it 40, you figure the thing out, okay? So it's a solid business. We're publicly traded on the New York Stock Exchange for the next few weeks. We've actually been, there's been a purchase agreement for Prepaid Legal, a company that owns, it's called MidOcean Partners, that owns a lot of companies that you're familiar with, LA Fitness, Isotoners, Jenny Craig. It's a multi-billion dollar holding company. They actually have offered to buy Prepaid Legal, and we've accepted their offer of about $650 million. So we'll be publicly traded for a few more weeks, and when that closes, we'll be privately held by one of the, a very rich multi-billion dollar company who has great plans to prosper us. So the company has a great reputation. And, people know Prepaid Legal is a company with integrity and staying power and uniqueness. There's a lot of positive superlatives that Prepaid Legal has already. And began with a serious automobile accident. That's Mr. Stonecipher's car. And how many of y'all were around in 1972? like old enough to remember cars in 1972. What were they made of back then? They were made out of metal. Yeah, not like styrofoam and bubbles like they make them out of today. And if your car did that, that was a bad wreck. And you probably didn't have seat belts on. In fact, back then the seat belts were usually shoved into the crack in the seat. You know, you couldn't even find the seat belt. But it almost killed Mr. Stonecipher. The other car is pictured there. She was cited for the accident. It was her fault. She got an attorney to sue Mr. Stonecipher. He won the lawsuit, and it almost bankrupted their family. He actually had to write a check for what he earned the year before in income as a school teacher. So I'll ask you guys the question. If you had to write a check for last year's income, how many of you could come up with that check? And if you did, what would happen to your family financially? And that's where he got the idea to start Prepaid Legal. Okay? That's Mr. Stonecipher there. He's the founder and chairman of the board at Prepaid Legal. Lots of great articles have been written about our company. And a lot more are going to be written about it. It's interesting now when people say, well, who are you working with? And you say, well, I'm with Prepaid Legal. And they'll go, what? Oh, what? Right? There's like no name recognition for our company, even though we've been doing this for 40 years. And, you know, people who know us respect us, but most people don't know us. And I'm excited about what MidOcean Partners is going to do, the new owner, because their expertise is creating buzz in the marketplace. You know, advertisements and articles and papers and magazines. So we're going to see a lot more things about Prepaid Legal. So when we say, I'm with Prepaid Legal, people are going to say, oh, I just saw something about that on the news or on TV or I saw an article in that. And it kind of will help us. But there's already still some great articles right now, lots and lots of them that have been written about the company. This is our sales history, and I don't know where you work, but the numbers look better than your company's numbers. Even in bad times like we're having, you know, now in the Great Recession, Prepaid Legal is holding its own. Up and to the right is always a good thing, and generally that's where Prepaid Legal goes every year, up and to the right. Okay? Let's do a sitting survey, meaning that you got to stand up first, so everybody will stand to your feet, and you're gonna participate by sitting down when I hit a hot button that's happened to your immediate household. I promise the guests that are here today, I'm not going to make you sing Kumbaya or massage the person next to you. Okay? Has anybody ever been overcharged for repair that was way more on your car than they said it was going to be? Anybody ever tried to return a defective product and had to deal with some stupid salesperson or manager that fought with you? Who's ever received a moving traffic violation, like a speeding ticket or run a red light? All right, we all agree that you have to stay here till we get, you know, we're ready to go, and then we'll leave, and then you can go after us, right? Because there's a lot of crazy drivers in here. Who's ever had lost a security deposit? Oh, is everybody sitting down? Oh, we got one. That's my cousin over there. We just figured out we're related. We haven't figured out the relative yet. We share our name. So, all right, ever had a landlord wouldn't give a security deposit back? No. Ever been audited by the IRS? Oh, my gosh. Okay. So everybody that's left standing, you may go home. You do not need what we are offering tonight. Everybody that's sitting down, stick around with us because I think we found something that can help you. And the question in here is, and the reason we're talking about this, is a lot of people will say, well, I'm 35, I'm 45, I'm 65 years old. I've never used an attorney in my life. Prepaid's a good idea, but I don't need it. I don't use attorneys. And I guess that's logic in one way, but I think it's kind of failed logic because that's not really the right question. The question is, if attorneys were free, would you use attorneys? Just think about that. If as an American citizen, one of the rights you had as an American was unlimited access to attorneys, would we not reclassify a lot of problems in our life as legal problems, where today we might call it a customer service issue? You know, you go take ladies your favorite dress in or guys your favorite suit to the dry cleaners and you go pick it up and it's a different size and a different color, right? They've ruined your clothing and you're like, and they say, well, it's cheap material. We can't be responsible for that. Well, before, that was a customer service issue. If you had access to attorneys for free, it's a legal problem. So I always tell people, the question is not, have you used an attorney? Of course you've not. They're $300 an hour. The question is, if you could have used an attorney and cost wasn't a factor, would you have brought that attorney in? Because attorneys can better outcomes, correct? I mean, that's kind of the idea. And that's what this is supposed to be doing. A lot of people will say, I've never used an attorney. I don't need it. You're actually almost three times as likely to need the services of an attorney in court as you are to need a surgeon or a physician or to use your medical insurance. And I know for Cindy and I, we seldom ever use our health insurance, but we wear our Prepaid Legal membership out, you know? And I love it. I mean, to me, that's just a cool way to live your life. Why do you think rich people keep attorneys on retainers? Because they're stupid? Rich people are dumb with their money. They don't know what to do with it. or attorneys make their life work better. Obviously, rich people didn't get rich by being stupid, and attorneys make rich people's lives work better. Maybe that's why they keep getting richer, because they always have good advice and people to help them out of problems. And why don't we use attorneys? It's just this, guys. That's the only thing that keeps us from using attorneys. And that's what's great about what we do. We figured out a way to make that problem go away for people like you and me. And you know what's interesting is even wealthy people are joining Prepaid Legal now because they're not stupid. And they're already using attorneys. Why not use our attorneys and not have to pay for it? Okay? All right. So these are some of the stats that are out there. Pretty scary what's going on in the marketplace. Okay? So what do? We're going to put a wall of protection around you and your family members. And the goal is, with Prepaid Legal, that your family never has to go into a courtroom. We don't want you to have to go to traffic court, probate court, to be in there being sued or charged with a crime in your job. Nothing. We don't ever want you to have to go to court. And that's the whole purpose of what we do in Prepaid Legal. And we'll talk about the ways that we can do that as well. We work a lot like health insurance, but unlike health insurance, which covers, what, one person, you add your spouse, it's more, you add your kids, it's more again. If you can fit them on that list, so think about your family members. If you can put them on that list, we'll cover them for the same price as just the member alone. And I think that's cool. Prepaid Legal kind of has a heart for families, and we want to protect individuals. But if they have families, we want to protect their families as well. So everybody in that list gets to use the membership at no additional cost. Okay? We call it Prevented Legal Services. And again, the prevention that we're trying to do is to keep our families out of court. That's what we're trying to prevent. The first thing that we do, and I think it's the best thing that we do, is open up a telephone number. We'll pay for the phone call. It's totally free to call. And you can call that number, which will take you to a law firm. And they will get an attorney who's proficient in the area of law where you have a question. It doesn't matter what kind of law it is. Just pick up the phone and call. They'll get that attorney to call you back at a time that's convenient to you or right away if that's what's best for you. And they'll talk with you as long as you want. They'll consult with you. They'll help you plot strategy. They'll look at documents. You just literally have unlimited access to attorneys. And how much does that cost? There's no cost. It's totally covered by the price of your membership. And I found out with something. If attorneys were free, we would wear them out. You know, why would you not call an attorney and say, I'm thinking about buying a piece of property. My brother-in-law is going in on me with the deal. And you start listing all this stuff that you're thinking about doing, the attorney will probably say, let's slow down just a minute. Let's think about this. Let's talk about maybe some downside of what you're about to do. Most legal problems can be prevented. I mean, like lawsuits and stuff could be prevented if people would just get a lawyer in at the beginning rather than waiting until the thing goes south, right? First off, you're going to buy property with your brother-in-law. You better have an attorney, right? Because at some point, that deal's coming apart like a $3 shirt in the wash, all right? All right, phone calls and letters on an unlimited number of personal issues. Has anyone here ever hired an attorney, not a Prepaid Legal attorney, and not a friend or relative? You paid rack rate for a letter, okay? Wow, you guys are trouble. Throw out some, what did you pay for your letter, okay? Just call it out. $250? $135? $300? $500? $350? Okay. Well, they work, don't they? I mean, it was probably better to have the attorneys write the letter than not. Is that true? I mean, it's nice to have that done, but, I mean, who's got $300, $400, $500 to have an attorney write a letter for you? What's nice about this membership is when those situations occur, and they will, I mean, that dry cleaner, what you need to get that problem resolved is not a lawsuit. You just need the lawyers to write him a letter and threaten a lawsuit. Because does the cleaners want to fight that in court, or they just want to make the problem go away? All of a sudden now, they'll cut you a check for your dress or your suit. That's the way we use the letters. It's just to kind of grease the wheels of commerce, to get people to see our side of the story, where before they totally reject it. I mean, companies don't care what you think. They just throw your demand letters in the trash. They're not going to throw a lawyer, especially a law firm as large as we keep on retainer that writes these letters for you. And then contract and document review. You know, a lot of people say, I've never used a lawyer in my life, and I'll just ask them, are you renting or are you owning? Are you buying your house or renting it? Because did they not sign a contract either way? Right. People use lawyers every time they sign a contract. It's just not their lawyer. It was the lawyer that the company or the individual hired to draw the contract up, and you're using that lawyer, but it's not to protect you, is it? That contract's not to protect you. It's to protect the person or the business you're doing business with. Doesn't it make just sense, just common sense, to have your attorney check out what their attorney's trying to do to you? And I think that's why rich people, again, you think Oprah or Tiger sign anything? People push paper, then you think you sign anything without their team of attorneys reviewing it? And that's what's so cool about Prepaid Legal. somebody might have an attorney review document. We have a team of attorneys, just like Tiger and Oprah. I mean, we don't have one attorney review contract. We have a team of them. You can send them as many as you want, as fast as you can get them over there. They'll review them all and get back to you because you have a team of attorneys, and that's kind of what they do is review documents. Okay? Comprehensive will preparation. Reader's Digest did a study, said 7 out of 10 Americans don't have a will today. Here's what I know. 9 out of 10 Americans lie on surveys because everybody I talk to doesn't have a will. Or if they do, it's old, right? You know, it's from when they were married to another person. Their executor is dead. You know, their kids are all grown, have grandkids of their own. You know, things, life has changed. Their will hasn't reflected those changes. And so if you think about this, think that 8 out of 10, 9 out of 10 people that you know and love, that know and love you, don't have a will. And we'll do it for them at no cost. And we'll do their spouse's will at no cost if they'll get it done in the first 60 days, right? Do that in Utah. If they have adult children that are off at college, maybe an 18 or 19-year-old that are still in the membership, they'll do their will for $20. Why would a 19-year-old need a will? You're thinking because they're 19 and idiots, right? No. What does a parent lose when your child turns 18? Medical power of attorney, health care director power of attorney, all that stuff. They're an adult. They're on their own. You, if they want you to help them with those issues, you need that. So even people with adult children can get their wills done through their parents' membership at no additional cost. And I love it because it's will, it's a living will, it's power of attorney, health care directive, all the things that you would need in an estate plan, and it's done at no cost. Has anybody ever paid rack rate for a will, actually hired an attorney to draw up a last will and testament and the other documents? You did? Do you remember what you paid for that? You don't remember? $500. Yeah. Which is more than what it costs to be a member for a whole year. Right? And I bet now if you went today, it'd be more because lawyers have gone up. Right? So I always tell people this. If you want to write down the golden question, this is the question I ask all the time. I just watch a video with people because I showed a video of my brother, so it worked really well. So even when I want to market a membership, if I can go to their house, I'm going to sit down with them and watch a video. We have a video that makes the presentation I'm doing now better and shorter. But we just watch it with them, and I ask the golden question. I just look at them and I say, Sherry, when was the last time you guys updated your will? And what do you say? Honestly, what do you say? Where are you at tonight? Right now, today, where are you at? 9 years ago. Is that time to update it? Don't go pay an attorney. Do what we did. Get it done through your membership. There's no cost. It pays for many years of your membership before you start using them on anything else. And I'm telling you, if 8 out of 10 people that you know don't have a will and they find out they can get it for free and it's fast and it's easy through prepaid legal, why not just go tell that story 100 times? You'll probably sell 50 memberships, and we'll talk about how much you can get paid. Is there enough value right here? If this was priced right, is there enough stuff here that people would buy this based on these services alone? Because we're hitting most everybody's hot buttons at this point, correct? Let's talk about the second thing and the third thing and on from there. Is this just the page that it is? Is it a breakthrough each individual thing? It's just this page? Good. I like just this page because I can go faster. All right. Do cars cause legal problems? What happens? Rico, what happens in a car? What could cause you a legal problem? Get in an accident and the other person doesn't have insurance. Or worse yet, you don't have insurance, right? You'd get a speeding ticket, right? Run a red light, something like that. Cars can cause legal problems. And so in your membership, you will have unlimited access to attorneys who will defend you or your covered family members for moving traffic violations, the kind that make your car insurance go up. And it doesn't mean you have a license to speed or that we're going to fix the ticket. But don't you agree an attorney that specializes in traffic defense will do better at court than you will? Why not let them do it? You know, it doesn't cost anything. Why would you go deal with it yourself or plead no contest? Let a traffic attorney go and work out a deal for you. And let, you know, to me it just makes sense. I would never do it on my own at this point. I have this service. Why would I not use it? Even tragic accident, like if you were, Rico, you're in that accident and you kill somebody, and the state of Utah decides to charge you with vehicular manslaughter, involuntary manslaughter, vehicular homicide, which are felonies. If you lose those cases, you know, whatever they charge you with, where do you end up in Utah if you lose a felony case? Prison. You got it right. Some people say jail. I'm like, no. Jail's where you go when you don't pay your speeding ticket. Prison's where you go when you kill people with your car, right? And we'll defend you. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to do it if you're drunk or on drugs or you don't have property license, your car's illegal to be on the road. But if you're legal, your car's legal, and that were to happen, and it happens every day. I mean, somebody in Utah kills somebody every day. I mean, you watch the news. You see it all the time. We're going to defend you. Okay? That's going to be covered by your membership. Win, lose, or draw. There's no copay, no deductible. We're just going to pay for your attorney to defend that case. Okay? Trial defense services. Who's suing who in America today? You will forget that this is covered by your membership until you're sued. And then you'll say, honey, what's that paralegal stuff we bought? Right? And you'll call me and say, you know, this guy I used to do business with, he's been sued, they're suing me, you know, I don't think this is right, and do I have any coverage with prepaid legal? And they'll say, yes, you do. It's included in your membership. You've been with us over 5 years. You've got basically $100,000 prepaid of the law firm's time to resolve this situation. We can go to court for you. We can negotiate out of court, whatever we need to do. How many of y'all would rather have a lawyer defend you in a lawsuit or you defend yourself? I don't care how much people's court you've watched, Judge Judy, you cannot defend yourself in court. In fact, I think what people think is that's what the courtroom is like, that when you go into court that you get the opportunity to explain your side of the story, because that's what Judge Judy does, doesn't she? Tell me your side, you tell me your side, I'll call you both stupid at some point, and then I'm going to give you a judgment. That's not how it works in real court. You know, you have to have an attorney or you lose. Basically, that's the way it works. All right, IRS audit legal services. If you get audited by the IRS, just know all you have to do is call your 800 number, let them know you've been audited. They'll get a tax attorney. They'll get you ready for the audit. They'll defend the audit for you. Who do you think gets a better outcome, you or a $500 an hour tax attorney? Yeah. Why would you ever defend yourself in front of the IRS if you have prepaid legal? Let prepaid legal send a high-dollar tax attorney on your behalf. You know when you would defend yourself in front of the IRS? When you don't have prepaid legal. Because you're not paying $500 an hour. It would be cheaper to pay the tax bill than the lawyer's bill. Does that make sense? But if you have prepaid legal, why would you ever even think of sending of going yourself in front of the IRS? Everything else is done at a discounted rate. So if I've spoken of adopting babies, that's a happy thing, isn't it, to be able to adopt a child? Do you need a lawyer to complete that transaction? You will need a lawyer. Call your 800 number through prepaid legal. They'll get you a family law attorney who specializes in adoption, and they'll do that adoption, the legal papers for you, and give you at least a 25% discount. Often it's far more than that. I mean, you guys that have used the discount know that's kind of like the beginning discount. Cindy and I, just $1 figure on a deal that we had done through the discounted portion, having the attorney be involved, even paying the fees, we came out $35,000 to the good if we had done it ourselves. So I take that $35,000 and multiply or, you know, figure out how much we pay per month for our membership. I'm paid up for the rest of my life. You know, it's a prepaid legal doesn't cost us anything from now on. Who has teenagers at home? When do teenagers get in trouble? Most likely to get in trouble. 9 to 5, meaning in the daytime, or 5 to 9, or, you know, we're in the middle of the night. They're going to get in trouble at night. And when does the devil come out? See if your mother's like my mother. The devil comes out at midnight, correct? So we had to be home by midnight because my mom would say, you know, where are you going? When are you going to be back? Remember, the devil comes out at midnight, so we had to be home. And if a teenager's out 2 in the morning, at some point in that morning, early morning hours, he is going or she is going to need the services of an attorney. And the police do not have to let them call their mommy, but they do have to let them call their attorney. And that's what we have with this called a Legal Shield. And it really is all of our members, our member families. Those people that are covered by the membership, they have unlimited access to attorneys 24 hours a day for legal emergencies. And that doesn't mean, oh, I want to get divorced in the middle of the night. I need an attorney. Yeah, I can wait till morning. But if your kid's about to be arrested, detained, they're going to search the vehicle, or if it's you, you definitely want to have an attorney on the phone. And you'll be able to do that. Just think about that. You know, the police, they step out of the car, like to look in your trunk. You say, actually, don't say anything. We have a little card that you hand to the officer, and it invokes your Miranda rights, which I don't think most people, unless you watch a lot of Hawaii 5-0 when you were a kid, like I did, you know. And when they book people, they always read them their rights. You have the right to remain silent. You have the right to an attorney's counsel before you answer any questions. We don't know how. Only ones that know how to do that are criminals or people that have been arrested before, right? And if that's you, then that's fine. You know how to say it. But for the rest of us, we have a card. We just hand it to the officer. And it basically says, I'd like to call my attorney at this point. And you get to call an attorney. It's included in your membership, and it's unlimited access 24/7. So it's awesome. All right. We have the Identity Theft Shield. Because identity theft has become a big issue. It used to not be. I mean, a few years ago, they called it bank fraud. Somebody stole your checkbook. They went to Walmart and bought a bunch of junk, and you had to go talk to the store manager and show that it wasn't you. That was resolvable. Now people are stealing your social security number, your health insurance card. I mean, the people are, they're stealing your life. They're actually acting as you and screwing up any possibility of you having a normal life. So we even take care of that as well. All right, so who has your information? Everything that you've ever done in your life, every form you've ever filled out online or in paper has been digitized and stored somewhere in a data farm. And we don't know who has access to it. In fact, they keep making it more accessible to more companies. They can buy anything they want. I mean, literally, I don't know you, Mike, but for $45, I could probably get enough money today, enough information on you today. I could go online this afternoon, and I could for $45, I could get everything I need to destroy your life. Because there's a company who's already purchased it that will sell it to me. Isn't that nuts? And you know that, I don't know if you, do y'all have flea markets in Utah? There's a real big one in Fort Worth called Trader's Village. And you can go, it's enormous. It just goes on forever. And there's tables, you know, people have booths. And they have booths where you can go up and buy Social Security numbers. And did you know it's not against the law to sell Social Security numbers? And it's not against the law to buy them? It's allowable under law. It's part of commerce. It's a commodity that can be bought and sold. It's only illegal to use it. But if you're here illegally, do you really care? What's the worst they can do to you? Free trip home to see mom, right? Give me a nice bus ride to the border, right? Or put you on a plane. That's the problem. We have, tens of millions of people that are here that are working, but they're working with somebody else's credentials. It's a big problem. And so having something to help resolve that when it happens is important, okay? These are the different types of identity theft. A lot of people think of bank fraud, which is a subset of identity theft. It's really, they steal your entire life. They get everything, and they just literally destroy your ability to live a normal life. Our business partner that does this is called Kroll. I had never heard of them. It sounded like troll. I wasn't quite sure what they did. They don't want you to know who they are. They're known as Wall Street's private eye. They keep a very low profile, but people and institutions that have these issues, they know who Kroll is, and they're brought in on very high-profile deals. They've been in business as long as Prepaid Legal. Here's what they do for you. They give you a credit report and teach you how to read it. How many of you have ever received a credit report and not have a clue what that thing's talking about? It's written in Swahili. That's why, in case you can't tell. They monitor your credit and tell you if somebody has accessed your non-public information, all of a sudden they're into your, you know, they're changing your address or pulling a credit report or whatever. They're going to notify you of that so that you can get on it. And usually it's fine, you know. He says that somebody's opened up an account at Sears, and you're thinking, Sears? I haven't been in a Sears store in 20 years, right? And then you talk to your wife, and she says, oh, yeah, they offered me a discount if I open up a Sears card. I'm not going to use it, right? Well, that's okay. We can deal with that. But if you talk to your wife, and she's like, Sears? I haven't been in a Sears store in 20 years. That's a problem. And it's nice to catch that early, all right? So you can get the thing resolved, right? And then, I love that. When your identity is stolen, do you want to restore your identity, or would you prefer a professional to do it for you? You know why? Because I don't care how long you live and how hard you work, you can't do it. You haven't got a clue what's required to restore your identity. And but let me think about this. Jason, when do you work, at night or in the day? Play along with me. Have you ever been to one of these things before? Okay, no. When do most people work? They work in the daytime. And if you had a problem with the Security Administration, when are they open? They're open in the daytime. And when is the driver's license office open? Yeah, so whenever you would want to have time to restore it is in the evening, and everything you need to do has to be done in the daytime. You can't do it. So people say, I'll just wait till it happens and I'll restore it. You have to have a service available to do that for you. Okay? Let me back up real quickly and talk about this, because I want you to understand why Kroll joined with Prepaid Legal, why they chose us as a business partner. Kroll has been doing identity theft for big shots for a long time. When a corporate executive or a government official has their identity stolen, they were brought in to restore it, and they were able to do that because it was high-profile people, and the clients were willing to pay literally whatever it took to get that restored. Okay, if you're the CEO of IBM, IBM will do whatever is required to get you back to where you were before. Okay, understand? That was their business model. They looked at identity theft and said, this thing's about to go mainstream. This is going to be an everybody problem, not a rich person problem. So we need to get ready for this wave this wave of identity theft that's coming. And they said, for us to do this effectively, we're going to need lawyers in every city in America. So, because if you have a problem in Salt Lake City, you need a Salt Lake attorney to resolve some of those identity theft issues. And they said, it's going to take us forever to do that and cost us millions of dollars. There's a company called Prepaid Legal who's already done that. Let's call them and see if they'll let us use their lawyers. And that's how the marriage happens. They literally wanted access to our nationwide network of attorneys. And as it took a while. We danced back and forth. We finally agreed to partner. And what a marriage that's been. You talk about a perfect fit. Because some things an identity theft expert can restore, but some things a lawyer has to restore. And if you don't have both, you're not going to get restored. And we have both. That's the competitive advantage that Prepaid Legal has. Okay? How much will it cost? Who bought a bottle of water today? Stopped on the way here and bought a bottle of water. How much was it? It was $2. I have just a note. You're young. You may not know this, but water comes out of the faucet for free. Because when I was a kid, we used to just drink tap water, and it wasn't gross. You know what's come back in style with children? Cavities. You know why? All they drink is bottled water. There's no fluoride in it. Isn't that crazy? We think that, you know, bottled water is much healthier. It's not. It's just, I don't know. We lost our mind as a nation and started drinking bottled water. You know, there's no reason to do it other than we just started doing it. Something changed and everybody started drinking bottled water. And it almost happened overnight. I remember when Perrier, remember that? That was it, only bottled water. That's nasty. You know, we wouldn't drink that stuff. And all of a sudden, people, like normal people, started walking around with bottles of water. And what's crazy is a bottle of water costs more than a Coke. Have you noticed that? You buy a Coke for 99 cents, a bottle of water is $1.29. So what's happened with bottled water? Something in America changed overnight that people were willing to spend their money on bottled water, and water's free, essentially, right? So you think about what is Prepaid Legal cost, we're less than a bottle of water. Something that America has decided is okay to spend money on, we're less than that. And do you think people not need... Yeah, it's cool. Don't you think people need what we just talked about more than they need a drink of water at $1.29? I mean, don't you think at some point, if America's switch could be flipped for bottled water, which is easily replaceable at zero, right? $1.29, zero, that's your option. If you don't want bottled water, you can get it for free, right? You could actually take a bottle of an empty bottle of water and fill it with tap water, and everyone will think you're drinking bottled water. And you might even forget, and it has fluoride, which is good for your teeth, right? Something's happened there. Could that not happen with what we're doing? And that's my contention. This is about to happen. Someday, I mean, it's not going to be that far off, Americans will just go, well, duh, of course you'll prepay for lawyers. Why not? Your life would work better. Why would we not do that? So that's kind of where we get to this point in the presentation, where now we're going to talk about when the light switch flips, and people go, well, duh, of course, duh, it's $17 or $26, $35 a month. Why would I not do that? Would you like to be there when that happens? Because this is what I looked at. I said, if people are going to buy this at some point, the only question is who they're going to get it from. Because if they're going to get it, they have to get it from somebody, correct? I would prefer it be me or somebody on my marketing team. I mean, if they're going to get it, please, I'm available. You know, I have apps and a pen, and let's go, right? And if I'm too busy, I'll send it to Mr. Burns, right? And he'll write it up. And I'm his broker, and I'll override his production, and I'm okay with that as well. This is about to happen, and that's why we've invited you guys to come here today to look at this, because when it does, you could be standing on the sideline, and you can watch this thing go by, and you can go, man, I should have got involved with that. You know, I could have. I had time. I don't know why I didn't. And I just don't think that we ought to live a life of regret. And so when we talk about what it takes to get this business going financially, time-wise, I think you can see very easily, why not give it a shot? Why not be there when the flood comes by? All right? All right, so market timing, 80% of Europeans have Prepaid Legal. It's been in Europe since 1908. After World War II, it kind of took hold. In the 1970s, it just went nuts. Everybody in Europe, a lot of governments actually required people buy it. Today, 80% of Western Europeans have a Prepaid Legal plan. You know what the market penetration in the United States is for our legal plan? Family-wise, we're about 2%. So about 2% of North American families have a membership from us. But when you talk about total market size, we have less than 0.5%. And statistically, it rounds to zero. So after 40 years, we've done nothing. Does it sound like that we're okay on timing issues? We're all right, because zero, I don't care how you divide it, round it, multiply it, it's just zero, right? We have a long way to go and lots of opportunity ahead of us. Mr. Hall's up there. I love your credentials. Every time I see a Jiffy Lube, I think of you. What is this? GED, good enough degree. Is that what that stands for, right? I like Mr. Sell because he was a shoe dog like me. He worked in a mall and sold shoes and sports, you know, sporting goods type stuff. You can come from all different kinds of backgrounds and still have success in prepaid legal. In fact, I don't see any common, in my experience, I don't see any common theme for people who become successful other than they wanted it. You know, they didn't quit when other ones did, and they just wanted it to happen. So really, whoever you are and wherever you come from, you can find a place in prepaid legal. A lot of people want to go out and get a second job so they can pay some extra bills. Let me ask you guys a question. Let's just be real about this. If you needed a second job and you work at 9 to 5 during the day, you come home, have a bite to eat, then you go to your second job, where could you really get a job? It's got to be someplace that's open at night because you're going to work till 2 in the morning or 4 in the morning. Where are you going to go to work? Convenience store, Walmart, right? Grocery store, stock and shop. You can't get a good second job working until 4 in the morning. More than likely, you're going to get a crappy job, right? And the government's going to take how much of the money that you would make at that crappy job? Most of it. So getting a second job is not really a solution. What we want is a business. And I'm going to ask this. Why doesn't everybody have a home-based business? Even if you don't work it, you should have one because the tax advantages are amazing. People who don't have one don't know what they're missing. We went to Disney World. That was a 10-day business trip. It was the most expensive business trip I've ever been on. I just made sure I talked to people about prepaid legal when I was there. I mean, every day I was in Disney World, I would pass out business cards and talk to people, find out where they were from. I wrote the entire trip off. Now, is that legal? Absolutely it's legal. Absolutely. The government wants you to go to Disney World and build your business. They wrote a law to allow you to do it. But you can't do it unless you have a home-based business. Most home-based businesses are going to require you to hire some employees, to buy inventory, you know, just have electronic equipment, phone systems, faxes, or whatever. Prepaid legal, you don't have to have none of that. You don't have to have any of that. You can actually start this business with very little capital and very little expense as it goes along. But you get all the advantages just like you were a traditional business, tax-wise. It's amazing. And I want you guys to think about that as we talk about the opportunity here. And whether you do this or not full-time or you really go after it, just think about the tax write-offs that you're going to get. And, well, I have a friend, I mean, in Fort Worth, Russell and Susan. She's got a good job. He has a self-employed person. But their tax return for the last 7 years has been over $8,000 a year just because they have a prepaid legal business in their house. I mean, just think about that. If you've got $8,000 a year from a part-time, you're not going to make that working at Walmart in a year part-time at night, right? It's a lot of money, okay? So how do we get started? I've already trained you on how to do this, so you didn't know the very beginning Cindy and I were training you. But just get started. You help one person start their business and sell 10 3595 memberships, $1,382. And this is what you get when you get started as an associate. Builder's Pack includes your applications, brochures, your website that you need to enroll people on, Getting Started Right workbook. The slide is the old comp plan. Well, I wonder why I was so bad. So we're going to do this. No, we're just not going to worry about it. Because we're going to spend the rest of the day talking about comp plan anyway. Okay? Here's how you get paid. You want to know how you get paid? I'm going to give that to you. If you go to work and you do something at work and you do it long enough and you do it well enough, what do they send you every week or two? A paycheck. You're used to that. You get that with prepaid legal. Meaning, I'm your buddy, you tell me about the membership, I don't have a will, my wife and I decide to get it, you turn that into prepaid legal, they will pay you for that. You're used to that. You do the work, you get paid. That's the first way that we get paid. We call it advanced commission. Actually, we'll pay you a commission for referring people to prepaid legal. I recruit a lot of the people that I sell memberships to because I always tell them, if you can think of anybody that you think could use this membership, if you'll let me know about them, I'll let them know about this, and if they sign up, I can send you a thank you card. But if you would actually send that information directly to prepaid legal, they'll send you about $50. Would you like to see how that works? So if they're going to refer people to it, wouldn't they rather get paid than not paid? Okay, so the second way we get paid is in overrides. I want you to think about this as a real estate broker. Okay? When a real estate broker sells a house, they get paid for selling the house, correct? How much do they get paid approximately? Assuming 6%, assuming they sell their own listing. Okay? They get to keep all that money because they're the broker. If you're an agent for the broker and you sell that same house, how much do you get? About 3%. Who gets the other 3%? The broker. If the broker has 100 agents sell 100 houses, should they call them brokers or richers? You understand how that works? A broker with a team of successful agents is going to make more money than any of their agents because they're leveraging all of that activity. Let's say that you sold me a membership. Okay, remember, I bought it from you. Cindy and I decided we want to get our will. You say, we've got a great referral program. Prepaid pays about $50 per referral if you tell your friends and family about this. Do you want to know how that works? We come to a meeting like this. We decide, yeah, we want to get in that program. We go out and I sign my brothers up for a membership. Okay, do I get paid for that? Yeah, it's my work. I'm used to that. I get paid for what I do. Who else gets paid? If you were the one who recruited me and you're in an override position, you're going to make an override on those 3 sales that I made. Did you make them? Did you get paid for them? Will you spend money? You understand this business model, okay? That's how it works. Better to be a broker than an agent. Agents and prepaid legal make great money. Brokers make fortunes, okay? Third way that we get paid is in bonuses. How many of y'all are given a all-expenses-paid trip every year to a 5-star all-inclusive resort somewhere fabulous as part of your job? No, at your job, not you prepaid people. Who works at a mall? Anybody here a mall person? Where's our movie theater guy? There he is. They give you one of those right at the movie theater every year. Get to go to Cancun. I never got that where I worked at the shoe store either. They used to send me a Christmas turkey. And then they cut that out, and they sent me a Christmas card. And then one year it showed up in March. And I thought, man, this job's terrible, right? Prepaid legal, every year we get bonuses, and one of the bonuses that we can get is a free trip. We're going to, in 4 weeks, right, Gabby? In 4 weeks we're going to be dancing on the tabletops in Cancun, Mexico at an incredible resort. And next year, if you guys want to go with, we're going to Maui, Hawaii. So they're going to pay you to go to this incredible resort, yeah? And they're going to give you $500 spending money. And anybody can go. I mean, they don't just take like 5 of the top people. We're taking 500 couples. So the 500 people plus, they can bring somebody with them. So they're taking 1,000 of us. Plenty of room for you guys if you want to go. So that's another way that we get paid, which is awesome. And then the fourth way that we get paid is in residual income. Now, a lot of people don't understand residual because you don't get that where you work. I mean, there's very few professions that will pay a residual income. The shoes that I sold, think about all those ladies that I sold shoes to, right? They put those high-heel pointy-toe shoes. They hurt just as bad today as when I sold it to them. And I get a $25 residual check every time they put their foot in it, right? No, that's not how it works. They still cuss me, right? I hate these shoes. Oh, they're so pretty, but I hate these shoes, right? You ladies have some of those shoes, don't you? Curl shoes, right? It's a well-known fact that I've crippled more women in Texas than polio. So it's kind of what I'm known for. I didn't get residuals there. In fact, all those shoes, I have no idea how many shoes I sold in a 17-year career, tens of thousands of shoes, not one residual ever was paid to me. Prepaid legal, every membership that's ever been marketed on my team, I've either gotten paid because I sold it or paid because I was the broker of the team. And our team has written hundreds of thousands of memberships, okay? Now those memberships are renewing. They renew every year. And every time they renew, the person who sold it gets a residual check, and the person who overrode that sale gets a residual override check. And Cindy and I have 2 identities for prepaid. We have a number that we had when we were first in prepaid legal for the first 3 years, then we were regional vice presidents, and they gave us a new number. And that's what we've been operating on now for the last, 8 or 9 years. But those first 3 years with prepaid legal, just that little team with not very much production, the residual check on that block of business pays for our 40-acre farm in Virginia. So if you don't get residual where you work, you need to work with us. Because you can work 8, 10, 12 years with prepaid legal and never have to work again. And the big money for us is yet to come. I mean, we're not getting our residual check on our second number, which is the one where there's hundreds of thousands of memberships. I have a buddy, I don't know if you remember a guy in Texas, Don McKinney. I always call him Never Skinny Don McKinney because he's a big boy. He called me up one day. He'd been in longer than I had, and we'd been in Fort Worth for a long time. And he said, Jeff, my residuals are coming in. Okay, so all of a sudden, he starts to get a residual stream of income. And I go, dude, I go, because this is the first person I'd ever known that had gotten their residuals. And I said, what is it? He goes, it's a strong six-figure income. I'm like, oh, my gosh, what are you going to do? He says, I'm not changing anything. I'm going to keep going. I said, well, good for you. And I'm telling Sandy, Don McKinney, oh, my gosh, you know. I never saw Don McKinney again. Apparently, he moved to a mountain in Mexico. It's a bunch of American retirees. Do you realize $100,000, $150,000, $200,000 a year in Mexico is drug dealer money? You could buy a good part of Mexico with $200,000. And he gets it every year as a recurring income stream. So residual is awesome. It's where it's at. Okay? Let's talk about how we get started. Okay? Where are we at time-wise? Yeah, we're going to end. Because we're going to be here all day or half the day, so it'll be good. Normally when you come to one of these meetings, in fact, there's some of them in this building today, I think. When the meeting is over, they say, if you're prepared to get started, and usually we if I was doing that, I'd get you really jazzed up. You'd be, oh my gosh, you'd be so excited right now, right? I'd be blowing smoke and mirrors, and we'd be running women with furs up and down the aisles, and they'd be throwing $100 bills in the air and burning money just to watch it go, right? And we'd get you, oh my gosh, you'd be so excited. And then we'd say, we have a finance department set out in the lobby, and we will get you started today with your own home-based business, right? And that's how it works, because their opportunity is to get you in the opportunity. That's how they make their money. You write a $1,500 check, that's the opportunity. And your opportunity is to go get all your friends and family to come back and watch them burn money and run furs up and down the aisle and get excited so they'll write a $1,500 check. And that just goes on and on and on. It's an excuse to launder money amongst friends. Okay? You get in my deal, I'll get in your deal, we'll get rich. That's not what this is. This is a legitimate New York Stock Exchange company with 40 years of experience with a real product that can't be purchased anywhere else, that pays a real income stream that you can either make yourself or make with a team of people. You can get residuals, you can get overrides, you can get bonuses. This is a real deal. And we don't make any money recruiting you. Unlike these other things that are going on around us, that's what they want to do is recruit you because that's where they're going to make your money. We only make money when you make money. If we can't make you successful, we make not one dime. The company doesn't make any money. We don't make a dime. We have no interest in recruiting you to recruit you. Our interest is to prosper you. We want you to do well. The better you do, the better we do. I love that. I love knowing nobody gets hurt in this business. Unlike having to go out and fill out a paperwork, you know, a loan application, prepaid legal costs, well, if you have an Expedition, it's about a tank and a half of gas. Right, or an Explorer, or whatever, you know, some big SUV. Every time I buy gas, I feel insulted, you know, taken advantage of. The cost when we got started 11 years ago, almost 12 years ago, was $249. Let me go back to the story that Cindy told you so you can see how this works. I had already recruited three brothers and sold three memberships before I ever filled out an associate agreement. I don't pay one penny to start my business. So people will ask me, Rico, how much does it cost to start prepaid legal? You know what my answer is? It cost me nothing. I just got started. I made $650 before I ever spent a penny. Those paperwork, when they were processed, I was paid $650 between bonus overrides and all the money that came out of that. And it's earned me. Those first three applications that I turned in and the teams that they built have earned Cindy and I close to $2 million. So I have not paid, I not pay a penny. Understand, I've made well over $1 million. Cindy made well over $1 million. And we did not pay one penny to start our business. Now, I wanted to get paid at some point, so I did get registered with the company, and that cost me $250, but I already had $650 coming, so I was pretty good with that, right? Like Cindy said, she said, I'm thrifty, I'm cheap, right? You won't have the opportunity to pay $249 because we don't do that anymore. In fact, right now we're having a, I don't know what we call it, they call it a, because the economy is bad, discount. $149 is what it costs to get started, okay? Let me tell you, if you're like me and you want to make sure you get your money back, I wouldn't want to know, okay, what's the escape plan? How do I get that back? Here's how you do it. I'm your buddy, right? Remember this story? I'm your buddy. Cindy and I don't have a will. What are you going to sell us? Membership. Okay, you're going to sign us up for a prepaid legal membership, which we want, and we want to buy it from you because we need it, right? Then you're going to tell me we've got a great referral program. We check it out. We decide to do that. Now we become an associate on your team, right? So you have recruited somebody, and you sold them a membership. Then just go out and sign your mom up, and your auntie Beth, right? Somebody in your family. Go get a couple people that you know don't have a will. Just think about all the people you know right now that don't have a will. Go get two of them to sign up as members and help them get their wills done for free, right? You've recruited me. You sold me a membership. And you sold your mom and your aunt. Those four things right there will earn you $150, okay? Because you get $50 on each membership. $150. How much did you invest in your business? $149. What do they call the dollar? Profit. You will be in profit mode doing four things. Now, if you buy a McDonald's corporation, what do you think you're going to pay? Let's say we're going to put it right down here on 106 on this side of the freeway. Okay? Catch all the people going south. Or south, yeah. How much is it going to cost us to open that McDonald's up? That's for a little one, like in a gas station. We're doing a full service, full standing, toy land, the whole bit. What do you think? $3.5 million. Okay? You sell four French fries. Well, let's say this. You sell four number sixes. Have you paid off your investment? Do you understand with prepaid legal? It's easier than selling four number sixes, right? Probably takes them longer. And think about all the way they have to source all that material to get in there, and you got to hire a teenager to serve it. And oh my gosh, what a horrible business model, right? Don't want that. Prepaid legal, you can send them a link to your website. They click on it, watch a movie, and go, honey, this is that thing he's been talking about. I think it's a good idea. Let's enroll. They can go right into your website and sign up today. You know what's crazy? It's Monday, they'll process it, and Tuesday, you'll be paid. It takes 24 hours to get the money in your account. So this is one of those things, I hate the term no-brainer, but if you really look at prepaid legal, it's a no-risk business opportunity. Our first year part-time working with prepaid legal, now I had a full-time job, I was working 60 hours a week, church responsibilities, family, I'm very busy. I'm working 10 hours a week for prepaid legal. And that first calendar year in 2000, I earned $57,000, $56,000 part-time. I only made $32,000 working full-time at my job selling shoes. How much is, let's add it up. Add it up. What's $32,000 plus $57,000? $90,000. $90,000 feels different than $32,000. You can tell. There's actually a difference that you can tell. Thank goodness we did prepaid legal part-time. Because we couldn't live anymore on $32,000. We were going broke slow. Okay, our second year, I quit my job because I wanted to. We made $106,000. If you bought that McDonald's for $3 or $3.5 million, you would not pull $100,000 out of income in the second year. You wouldn't be able to pull anything out of that business for probably 3 to 5 years. You better have some money saved. Because no business generates profits in its second year. It's impossible. It doesn't happen. I've been in profit mode since before I was in prepaid. You understand that? I've never had a day in my business in prepaid when I wasn't in profit mode. So that's the opportunity that we're offering you. Here's the problem. People will say this sounds too... And if your mom says it's too good to be true, it is prepaid legal services. All right? No, there is a dark side to prepaid legal. There's an underbelly that you need to be aware of. Because prepaid legal is great. Obviously, we've done this a long time. The comp plan is lucrative. Okay, if you can make $1 million in 7 years and you don't know what you're doing, they got some money that they can pay you. Right? The law firm obviously works, or we'd be losing all of our members. We have 1.5 million families that pay for this every month voluntarily. We've got that figured out. You know what the bad side in prepaid legal is? That would be you and me. Because we're new at this. We understand. We don't know what we're doing. We're trying to figure this out. Right? So it's our ignorance and our inexperience and maybe our fears that's really the dark side or the thing that has to be overcome in prepaid legal. But that's okay, because if the law firm was screwed up and they were running our clients off, that'd be tough to fix. But we can work on us, right? And that's really what today is about. Super Saturday is really about getting you over the hump to help you become more successful. And these go on all the time. We had a training class the other night for new people. We had a training class for experienced associates. We're going to take care of you. If you want to be successful with this business, I promise you, we'll do everything we can to help you get there. And you guys that have been here a while agree, right? That's the way this thing works. If you don't want it, we will probably want it for you worse than you do. And there will come a point whether you work it or you, well, I'll just say if you don't work it, I mean you don't sign up as an associate or you do and you never do anything. When that stream comes by and this becomes a household name, is that shoulda, coulda, woulda? You'll shoulda all over yourself, right? And I don't want that to happen. I want you to think about okay, let's just say this. Quack, quack. Aflac. right? Aflac. I've talked to some guys who've been with Aflac. Aflac's been around since like the 50s. It's been around forever. Nobody had ever heard of that company until they came out with a duck. And when the duck came, guess who made money? The people that were with Aflac or the people who came after the duck? The ones who were there when the duck came out. They, all of a sudden, it got easy for Aflac agents. And they got really rich. Prepaid legal, I don't know what our animal's going to be. You know, we need, I've been thinking, what do you get? And I was thinking, oh, I know, we could get a jackass, right? Because what does a jackass say? Prepaid, prepaid, right? So, someday there'll be a donkey. You know, well, it could be Eddie Murphy, you know, from Shrek. That guy, that donkey's hilarious, right? And he'll be on there and he'll be talking about prepaid and he'll say prepaid and everybody will laugh and have a good impression of prepaid legal, not quite sure what it is. And they see you wearing your prepaid legal Lady of Justice pin. They go, what is that? And you say, I'm an associate with prepaid legal services. They say, oh my gosh, I just saw that donkey commercial. That looks so funny. Tell me, how does that stuff work, right? That's so much easier than I'm with prepaid legal. Huh? What? Right? Which is where we're at today. Let's get in before the duck, all right? That's what I'm saying. If it's going to happen, let's get in now and let's ride that wave in the next 3 to 5 years. Our new business partner says we will do, their goal is for us to do as much business in the next 3 years as we've done in the first 40. We do about $500 million a year today. They want us at $1 billion in the next 3 to 4 years, which means those associates that are with us in the next 3 to 4 years will experience the same growth that people who started in 1972 and stayed with us till today. It's called timing, okay? So at this point, we're going to be done. You guys have completed the first portion of the Super Saturday. You know why they call Super Saturday super? Because they are. They're awesome. I love Super Saturday. We want you to stay for the rest of the day and get your training done, but we want you, especially for our friends that have come today, to check this out. If you see an opportunity for yourself, let's get started today, and let's go ahead and get your training done. Let's get moving. This is going to be a fun ride, and it's really low risk. And if you don't have the money to get started today, we don't need your money. We need a decision, right? Yes, I want to do this. We will help you go find the money and the people and the memberships to get you paid. We'll do all the work before you ever even get started. We don't need your money. We need an affirmative. Yes, I want to do this. Help me. Let's go. Does that make sense? Yeah. All right, so I'm going to turn the time back over to the Utah leadership team, and we will see you guys here in a little bit after the break. Hey, George, how are you?
Okay, feel free just to kind of turn your chair, circle up, get your questions answered, and if you're a guest, you're welcome to go get a ticket so you guys can stick around for the training. We'll be back here ready to go in about 10 minutes.